حي على الفلاح.
My brothers, my sisters in Islam, how simple is this life, wallahi? How easy is it for any one of us to pass away, ya salam? How easy is it for any one of us to be afflicted by the affliction of death? How easy and how close and how real is death, subhanAllah? Ya ikhwati, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give a good end to everyone. He gives a good end to those whom He loves. Everyone here in the masjid will say we love Allah. But the reality is, does God love us? The love of God, Azza wa Jal, for us is known by signs. It's known by the acceptance of the people for a person. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves somebody, He tells Jibreel, love so and so. And Jibreel tells the people of Jannah, Allah loves him, so you all love him. So people start loving him in this heaven and also on this earth. Do not at all despair, at all. Do not have any doubt at all that Allah loves us so much. He cares for us so much. He really wants to be with us in Jannah. He did not create us to punish us at all. That's why this verse is the strongest verse ever revealed in the Quran. This is the verse of happiness. Ya Salaam. Surah Zumar, verse number 53. Say, O my slaves that have transgressed against themselves, do not despair at all of the tremendous and unbelievable and limitless mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins, and He loves to forgive, and He will continue to forgive even when we have no more sins left, and all we have are bad choices. All we have is deficient actions. All we have is not even sins. All we have is our deeds are simply not good enough for the greatness of Ar-Rahman. My brothers, in Islam, in a narration that has been reported by Ibn Abi Hatim radiallahu anhu, one of the great scholars of the hadith, in his Sunan, he reports that Iblis came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, Oh Allah, this is before or at the time of him being thrown out of Jannah. At that point, Iblis made a dua to Allah. And he said, Oh Allah, you want me, or you created me to do fitna on the children of Adam. I have no power on the children of Adam until and unless you allow me to. So grant me the power to cause fitna to children of Adam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for you is that. Then Shaitan said, Oh Allah, give me more. Increase me in it. Listen to this. He said, what? Increase me in it. So Allah said, whenever a child of Adam is born, you will have another Shaitan that is also born. Meaning for every human being that exists in this dunya, there will be another Shaitan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows Shaitan to actually procreate. Then the Shaitan said, Oh Allah, increase it for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for you is the opportunity to flow in the veins of Ibn Adam just like the flowing of blood. So Allah gave him the ability to go into our bodies, to start to wander and play with our minds, to be able to so inconspicuously sound in our mind as if it is our own deep thoughts, but it is actually Shaitan whispering into our ears. And then Shaitan said, even more, Allah, give me even more. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, and O Shaitan, gather your forces, gather your armies, gather them all, and go and create your hamla, your war upon humanity, and go and destroy them with your forces, and promise them everything under the heavens and the earth. And whatever Shaitan promises you, it's nothing but a mirage. So in this hadith it continues, and it says that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam heard this dua of Iblis and came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, Ya Rabbi, you have given Shaitan this much power and authority over me, so what will you give me, Ya Allah? Give me something. So Allah said, a child of yours will not be born in this dunya except that I will send two angels, not one Shaitan, but two angels that will constantly protect him from the evil of the shayateen. That's what Allah says in the Quran. He says that for every single human being are two interchanging angels, one in the front, one in the back, that preserve him from the command of Allah. Meaning what? We have five angels at any one time. Shaitan has one enemy, but we have five at any one time. Two to write down our deeds, one on the right, one on the left, good deeds, bad deeds. And then two more to protect us, one from the front, one from the back. And they also interchange. And then a fifth one to simply whisper into our ears, do good, say this, say that, say subhanAllah, say alhamdulillah, say la ilaha illallah. Five angels. So Adam became happy. And so he said, oh Allah, give me more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, for every bad deed, I will only write one bad deed or I will remove it, meaning I will forgive it. But for every good deed, I will write 10 good deeds. So he became happy. And he said, oh Allah, give me more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I promise you that my forgiveness is forever open until the soul leaves the body. Meaning once the soul is in the body, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness is always open. And then, because shaitan asked four times, so Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, our father, asked the fourth time, Ya Rabbi, zid, give me even more than that. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, do not at all despair, at all. Do not have any doubt at all that Allah loves us so much. He cares for us so much. He really wants to be with us in Jannah. He did not create us to punish us at all. That's why this verse is the strongest verse ever revealed in the Quran. This is the verse of happiness. Ya Salaam. Surah Zumar, verse number 53 to 61. Amazing verses. Let me continue. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا. Do not at all despair of the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah loves to forgive. And He will forgive every single sin. Your past, your future, your present, every single sin. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَتُنْصَرُونَ. And turn everyone, all human beings, humanity, return back to your Lord together, repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. And submit to Him with your repentance. What does submitting mean after repentance? It means submit to Him in the best of ways. Total submission. And that is salah. Is that we submit our voices to Allah so we don't speak anything but the Quran or dhikr. That we submit our outer appearance to Allah Azza wa Jalla, so we are totally involved in ruku or sujood or standing in salah. And we submit our minds to Allah Azza wa Jalla, so we don't think of anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ. Before a terrible punishment reaches you. When is that punishment coming to you? In this dunya, first. Your wife might leave you, your children might disown you, your children might leave, or someone in your family becomes a non-Muslim or an atheist. أَيَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَتُنْصَرُونَ. And then you will call upon Allah and then repent at that point, but you will not be helped at that point. وَاتَّبِيُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُم مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. And follow the best of what has been revealed to you from your Lord. What is the best of what we have from revelation? Which one is it? The Quran. So here Allah is saying, وَاتَّبِعُوا, and follow the Quran before the punishment and the azab of Allah comes baghta. Surprising, oh my God, what happened there? And that's the mushkila, ya akhwa. Mushkila is we don't make enough dua, we don't make enough prayer, we don't call upon Allah enough, and as a result, those things Allah has written for us might just suddenly strike us whilst we are at our peaks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us in the Quran, He will test us. We will of a surety test you with something of fear and hunger and poverty and loss in wealth and loss in life and productivity. So no doubt, my brothers and sisters in Islam, you are going to be tested. We are going to be tested. I'm going to be tested. But what will stop the test from being like this suddenly? Is that we hold on to the Quran, we follow it. We learn about its tafsir and its meanings, not just reciting of it and its words, but actually what it really means. That is what will stop the fitna from coming like this. And that is what the scholars say, which type of death is best? Is the type of death that comes suddenly, or is it the type of death that comes gradually because you know that something's happening? And all the scholars say, as An-Nawawi says, that they dislike the sudden death and they love the gradual ending of life. Why? Because people have time to make amends. They have time to ask for forgiveness. They have time to make tawbah to Allah. They have time to make up for all the deeds that they missed, and they can make up for it, right? The Prophet ﷺ said, wallahi, how many of us will continue to do good with our lives until the qadr of Allah takes over, and just before we die, we will do the deeds of the people of Jahannam and we'll enter it. Prophet ﷺ said to Mu'adh, do you know what is the right of Allah on his slaves? He said, the haqq of Allah on his ibad is that they should worship him only and not associate any partners with him. Second right of Allah is our actions, our deeds, our salah. We owe Allah our salah. If we are careless over it, then we are going to be of these people. Ya hasrata, woe to me from what I overlook from the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My deeds are being mocked about today. So today my deeds are so insignificant, and I am now full of deeds that are completely insignificant. Second thing you try to say, but actually if Allah had willed, then I would have been guided. Meaning what? You're trying to put your excuse as Allah's fault. You're the one who caused this problem. Or that when you see the adab, you say, oh Allah, I wish I had another chance to go back so that I be from the good doers. But Allah will never send us back. Why? Because if we went back, we will be the same. We are not going to change. We're only saying what we say. Allah will say, rather no. These excuses, these three excuses you're giving me are all futile. My signs have already come to you in this life. And you bellied it. You turned away from it and you disbelieved in it, and you were from the liars in this dunya. On the day of judgment, you will see those people who have lied against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their faces will be black. Is there not a place in Jahannam for those people who were proud, too haughty, too proud to stop sinning, too proud to worship me, too proud to not innovate, too proud to commit shirk with me, too proud. It's pride. The essence of disbelief, the essence of our sins is from the pride that shaitan had. The source of all of the sins. And that is why the beauty of tawbah is humility. It's that you make yourself humble in front of Allah Azza wa Jal and you repent to Him. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah, as a finality, He will obviously, of a surety, save those who had fear of Allah in their hearts. Because of our salah, because of our good deeds, because of our iman, which is our success in this dunya and will be the means for success in the akhirah. Because these things will witness for us on the day of judgment. One chance to earn our eternity. Tawbah will end by our death.